Well, the Australian political scene has been electrified in recent weeks, with a new poll suggesting as many as one in four voters down under would be prepared to elect a bag of sawdust prime minister at the next general election. The bag of sawdust, which is believed to have originated in northern Queensland, has emerged as a potent political force, despite having nothing to say whatsoever about any major issue facing Australians today. So why the massive show of support? The only possible explanation is the appearance of two slogans written on the bag of sawdust in charcoal. Those phrases, "Asians go home" and "No handouts for Abbos," have been credited with the bag's extraordinary popularity amongst those its advisors refer to as mainstream Australians.
We want the bag!
Carried from town to town in a wheelbarrow by Bob Shooter of the Shooting Shooters Association, the bag of sawdust has attracted huge crowds of like-minded Australians. Are you a supporter?
Yes, I am. I think most mainstream Australians are, except for a few politically correct trendies and homosexuals.
But it's just a bag of sawdust.
Oh, look, it's so easy for you smart-ass media types to put it down. The fact is, the bag of sawdust is simply saying what the so-called educated politicians don't want to hear.
But it's not saying anything.
Nonsense. I've been to one of its rallies. Even from the back of the room, you can clearly read the phrases "Asians go home" and "No handouts for Abbos."
And "bring back semi-automatics."
Yes, I think that might have been added by the chap who pushes the wheelbarrow. Have you noticed it's in a different handwriting?
And the bag's popularity has only been enhanced by a series of dismal television interviews.
And if elected, what do you propose to do about, say, the deficit? I see. Unemployment? Any ideas there?
Excuse me?
Mr. Shooter, I thought we had an understanding. This interview was to be with the bag of sawdust itself.
Yeah, absolutely. I just wanted to check. You have got a good view of the slogans on the front, haven't you?
Yes, they're in shot.
Good. As you were.
The next day, many people agree the program was unfairly biased towards the interviewer.
Oh, did you see what he was doing? He kept throwing questions at the bag.
Bloody university trendies.
The bag couldn't get a word in.
I thought the bag came out on top, though.
Yeah.
Did you see when they went in for a close-up on slogan one?
"Asians go home." Yeah, that showed him.
Finally, even Australia's Prime Minister is forced to comment.
Well, I don't believe the bag of sawdust is really offering Australians anything at all, except, I suppose, sawdust.
Don't you think these comments are a year too late?
No, not at all. And I'd also like to compliment everyone connected with the Olympic closing ceremony in Atlanta. I thought that was tremendous.